This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long. We'll be right back.
our world. There's lots of things happening, so we're going to have two cool guests in this hour of the program. A little later on, we'll be joined by Don Jones, the CEO of theoldcarguys.com, and he's going to be talking about car clubs, belonging to car clubs. Should be interesting. But to kick things off, we last visited with this gentleman just before the kickoff of SEMA, and he's back tonight with some holiday gift suggestions and also to tell us about how both SEMA and the APEC show went for 2019. It's my pleasure to welcome back to the program the slime guy himself, Mr. Joe Bowman. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Bob and Bob Long fans, welcome to the Auto World Radio half hour of holiday gifts for 2019. What a perfect time to be thinking about what are your gifts going to be for that enthusiast, whether it's car, truck, van, SUV, or all of the above. Over at APEC and SEMA, we, of course, saw everything there you could possibly ever see. Again, get out there if you haven't been out there. Maybe that could be a good gift to yourself and your fellow enthusiasts is a trip to APEC and SEMA next year in November in Las Vegas. How could you go wrong?
Yeah.
I said last time we were on the air that SEMA, just a new product showcase itself, is like a trade show in itself. They had so many new products. I just was on their website, and they're posting their new product winners slowly. So not all the news is out yet. You could probably do a deep dive and find it. I noticed that the Warn had a synthetic winch rope, won an award, and there are a lot of Gladiator Jeep showing. The best of was by Desktop had a Gladiator bedside storage lock boxes that won a best new product. So if you have an enthusiast on your list, what we're going to do in this half hour is who is on your gift list, why do you want to give a gift, what is there, when do you want to gift it, and then, of course, where do you find great gifts? Well, APEC and SEMA websites, the web, you can find great gifts. And it's just walking into AutoZone, O'Reilly, Pep Boys, Advance, auto parts stores, you're definitely going to find great gifts because those are the guys who are the experts. They'll tell you what's the latest and greatest. Tell them you're one of the people on your list has this particular vehicle. He's an enthusiast about this pickup truck or this Mustang. They'll let you know what the latest and greatest is for that particular car and according to your budget. Yeah.
That's great. Excellent suggestion, Joe. Tell us a little bit about some of these suggestions you have from Fix-A-Flat and from Slime, because there's lots of great gifts.
I decided to kind of break it down. Why do we give gifts at this time of year? And my favorite thing is that the only gift is a portion of thyself. So if you have if your budget is nice and high, then you can do whatever you want for your loved one. But if your budget maybe is a little lower, there's some ideas out there where you the only gift is a portion of thyself. My favorite quote ever by Ben Franklin is to do something for somebody. And some of the people on your gift list are a enthusiast, okay, you know about them enough. But if they're employees or customers or they're your followers, you're the expert when it comes to auto, aftermarket, etc., they want you to recommend something for them, we got you covered. And then visitors. If you have a visitor that's traveling a long way to see you for the holidays, right out of the gate, make sure they can drive home safely with Slime Flat Tire Repair Kit. Just go to slime.com. There's a couple of options on there. Those are a mid-priced $40 to $50 option. And what a great gift for somebody that just traveled over 100 miles to spend time with them.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMS oil throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMS oil's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How would you like to hit the range tomorrow with a brand new gun? Because the United States Concealed Carry Association wants to give you a free gun right now. That's right, completely free. The USCCA is here to give every responsibly armed American the education, training, legal, and financial protection they need. And today, they're giving you not one, but four free chances to win $1,000. Simply text GCN to 87222 to get entered now, and you'll get four free chances to win $1,000 for any gun you want. Text GCN to 87222 and get entered today. But remember, these free guns won't be around forever, and you can't win if you don't enter. So don't miss out. Just text GCN to 87222 and get your four free chances to win now. That's GCN to 87222.
If you talk, your name will hear you.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you.
You can do it if you try.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
By the way you popped your car sideways, I don't believe in that. You're the kind of person that believes in making out one. Love and leave that.
Sometimes when you're doing a live program, but joining us right now is one of our regular contributors. He is from the great state of Idaho, even though he actually grew up in Indiana. He's been in Idaho for quite some time. He's a certified ASE mechanic and a automotive repair talk show host himself. It's Mark Evans. Mark, how you doing?
Well, hi, Bob. Hey, good to be with you. I'm glad you're back. Alex should have played that Welcome Back Cotter theme, and we would have sang Welcome Back Bob.
Yeah, I was just talking to Alex about getting some more bumpers, and I need to put them all on a flash drive or something and send them to the network, because I literally have dozens and dozens and dozens that I'd love to have mixed in there. So what's new in the great state of Idaho? How's the weather?
Well, we've had a really, really mild winter here, no snow on the ground, and it was like 53 degrees here today, so it's like a nice spring winter. So we, you know, that saves people's batteries a lot, literally. It's crazy how I was talking to the parts store just yesterday, and they were saying that their battery sales are down by 50% right now. So that's what cold weather does. It saves us some bucks, doesn't it, sometimes, when we don't get
sometimes
the cold weather.
Sometimes it can. Yeah. You know, one thing that I've had in the back of my head to ask you, and since you brought up that battery question, it rung that bell in my head. A lot of the newer vehicles, not a tremendous amount, but select numbers have the so-called self-stop-start system. It started with hybrid vehicles. When you went to a light, it shut the engine off, and you're just sitting there, and then the light changed, you took your foot off the brake and you hit the accelerator and it would start itself back up. Now they have taken that to regular conventional internal combustion vehicles, and I've had a number of them as press cars, and for the most part they're actually pretty annoying. But I'm wondering about the longevity of a battery that has been sentenced to a career of stopping and starting, you know, maybe 45 or 50 times a day.
Yeah, absolutely. And a starter, too, Bob. It's just destroying the starter of the motor, starter motor, and the starter relay, the battery, too. And, you know, this is a very interesting fact that it's changed over the years, but back in the day when I first started my career and went through the college and electrical college, learning how to rebuild alternator starters, generators, etc. And that was back in the days when the batteries, we used to put, you know, they had sulfuric acid in them, and you had to add the distilled water to them, take the caps off back in the day, etc. We don't do that anymore today, but back then, I'm talking only about 15 years ago, doesn't seem that long ago, but those batteries, you know, once you start, way before they even had the technology, what you just mentioned, the start and stop, to turn the engine off at each stop sign and stoplight, when you start a vehicle, a V8, Chevy, Ford, whichever brand, V8 motor, they stated that the facts were, when you start that vehicle, and that starter needs that power out of that battery to start that engine up, it takes 20 minutes of driving in order to get that amount of juice or electrical power that you just pulled out of the battery to start at one.
Oh,
it takes, it takes 20 minutes to get that battery back up charged up to snuff again. Today, since the technology of the alternators, of course, is a lot better, the batteries are a lot better, and all that, it's a 6-minute time period now. So can you imagine going, like you say, it's pretty annoying. I mean, you go from stoplight to stoplight downtown and you're in stop, start, stop, start, stop, start. So basically, say goodbye to about 30% of your battery life right off the top. So if it's a 5-year battery, let's say, take 30% right off the top of it. Because, of course, that is, it all depends on what kind of driving you're doing. If you're doing it around town, downtown, or you're a salesperson, you're on the freeway and you're not even shutting it down because you're out there doing the freeway speeds for quite a while. But, and batteries too are one of those that, too many people have got hurt with the sulfuric acid. There's a lot of dry cell batteries now, a lot of gel batteries now. And then a lot of these new cars, too, you've probably noticed that the batteries are in the trunk, down underneath the donut spare tire. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the same token, you know, battery is always going to be breathing. It doesn't matter. You're always pulling amps out, putting amps back in. So it's always just like us. It's breathing, inhaling, exhaling. So those batteries are in the trunk. We, by law, you know, they could not let that battery breathe or vent inside that trunk, because you got your kids in the back seat and they're going to just be breathing that good stuff. You know, we don't want to do that. So they've actually got a vent tube, basically right on top of the batteries. They're vented to the down, plugged right into the top of the battery, and then it's a routed tube that goes and points down to the ground outside the car. So that's kind of an interesting technology too, but.
Yep.
But yeah, just to, you know, you think about it, just to save some fuel and of course keep the air clean by turning that engine off at every stop sign. Yeah, we're saving fuel and we're keeping the air clean. I guess you'd say in LA and you've got that many cars parked on the freeway, you are cleaning the air up. Out here in Idaho, when we are getting those cars parked on the freeway now. But pretty much, I mean, it's not going to really keep a lot of the air here. I mean, there's a lot of different stories there. You know, Idaho versus L.A. Or down in the Phoenix area, you know.
So, I know one of the times that I had the opportunity to have one of these stop-start vehicles, it was inexpensive. It was a BMW 7 Series, and I was actually not the year you were at the Greenwich Concours, but I was actually going to the Greenwich Concours and motoring around some of those highways, and it was stop and go. So, I mean, literally, you take your foot off the brake and put your foot back on the brake, it would stall again, start up again. I mean, it was just so aggravating. But
for the repair, it's very aggravating. When it goes south and does not work again, and on the repair side, oh, Bob, it's a nightmare for us over here on this side of the coin trying to figure it out and fix it. And with that said, I'd like to bring up the thing, too, that a lot of our listeners out there have the Chevy Tahoes, Yukons, and the Yukon Denalis. You know, the little short-based, long-wheel-based Suburbans also, that line up there. The C and the K series of trucks also. Pedal positioning sensors. And, got to go to a break?
Yeah, we'll go to a break, and when we come back, we'll take that up and much more straight ahead with Mark Evans right here on AutoWorld. Got a question, 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump is tweeting that the Democrats have no case after a new demand for impeachment testimony. Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says an email from a White House aide is shedding light on President Trump's request for Ukraine's leader to investigate the Bidens.
This email is explosive. A top administration official, one that we requested, is saying, stop the aid 91 minutes after Trump called Zelensky. And said, keep it hush-hush. What more do you need? to request a witness.
But Senate Judiciary Chair Lindsey Graham says Democrats' feelings about the president are out of control.
Democrats hate him so much, they don't love anything constitutional anymore. All the rules have been thrown in a ditch to get Trump, from the way they impeached him to now denying his day in court.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Milberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-985-1813 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Milberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-985-1813 now. Again, that's 800-985-1813. Employees of J.D. Milberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Stray Cats, and their lead singer, Brian Setzer, of course, had the Brian Setzer Orchestra as well. We've got great information as usual. We've got Mark Evans standing by, and we're going to kind of revisit what Mark was talking about during that last commercial break. But first, let me just quickly remind you that Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters through DriveShare's car sharing platform. Renters can find the cars that bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today to start earning some extra income, or rent and use the special code AutoWorld to save $50 off your next rental. That's all caps, AUTOWORLD. And visit DriveShare.com to browse, cruise, and choose your rental. So all you have to do is go to that DriveShare, and you'll do lots of browsing, lots of choosing, and hopefully lots of cruising as well. Back with Mark Evans live. And before that hard network break, Mark, you were just kind of getting your feet wet a little bit. So let's pick it up to what you were talking about before the break.
Yeah, hey, I was going to say, too, Bob, happy holidays to you and your family and our listeners. We're knocking on the door of Christmas again here, aren't we?
Yeah, we sure are.
This is the time to everybody can step up and get a new car for Christmas. Why not, huh?
I look at them online, but that's as far as I can do. But I am no stranger to the 2020 Corvette configurator, and I'm no stranger to the Dodge Red Eye Hellcat wide body. Those are the two that I tend to configure the most.
Yeah, you're just a red girl hot rod, aren't you?
I know you are.
I've been in a car with you.
That's true. Yeah, Mark and I ruined a car in Las Vegas, but we won't tell them about that. We just ruined that car. I don't know why we did that, but we did.
It was designed to be driven, and we drove it right down the road.
That's
the thing. All these cars have go pedals, don't they? Called accelerator pedals. And there's one thing that I'm pretty sure I've been, because of the year it is today and the year of the vehicles, what year of vehicles are now, you know, the parts are finally failing on those years. 99, 2000, you know, they're 20 years old. Things are starting to, you know, finally get old. But I'm seeing a lot of people calling me, texting me, emailing, et cetera, on these Chevrolets. That the C and K series, 15 half ton, 3/4 ton, and they keep calling Bob and they say, "Hey Mark, this thing on the dash, I'm at the side of the road again. My truck's running, and I'm giving it gas. I'm pushing on the go pedal here, my accelerator, but it's not going anywhere. I shut the vehicle off and turn the engine off. Wait a couple minutes and start it back up, and the accelerator works again, and off I go." And then it could happen half hour, a day later, 2 days later. And all of a sudden, and up on the dash, it says reduction of power, loss of power on the, you know, the digital dash there.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And what is wrong? Well, they all have, everybody has a go pedal or accelerator pedal, and it's called a pedal positioning sensor. It's all part. You have to replace the whole entire accelerator pedal, the rod, the sensor is all part of that assembly. And it's not that expensive. I mean, $150 for the part, a little bit less in some areas, $100 labor. But that's all electronically controlled. And so if one of our listeners out there, two listeners, whatever, has got that General Motors Bob that's got the reduction in power, saying them and they don't, you know, it's the oddest thing, like you stated earlier, with cars stopping and going, stopping and going, stopping and going. That they're designed to do that. These General Motors, if it does that, they need to put a new pedal positioning sensor in the whole accelerator assembly. I don't recommend people doing it themselves because they can do it. It's a socket, ratchet, etc. But I will guarantee you this, Bob, they're going to have to go to the chiropractor off after doing the job.
It's in a tough position, so leave it to the expert. Leave it to Mark. I would wholeheartedly agree with that. And another, speaking of interesting messages, on my car, used car at the moment, as you know, I have a Chrysler PT Cruiser, and right now it's giving me a indicator on the dashboard saying gas cap. So of course the first thing I did was go to the gas cap and take it off and screw it back on again. Go back into the car, start it up, gas cap. Get it again, started it up, gas cap, I had to go, so I went. So I'm driving around with a vehicle that shows X number of miles on it and a gas cap.
Well, that's better than the old Plymouth Reliant case. Your door is ajar. Your door is ajar. Remember those days?
Yes, that's true.
You know,
that's very true.
So this silly gas cap, you say you did replace it?
I didn't replace it. I just, it's a lockable gas cap. Whoever owned the car before me put the lockable gas cap on it, but maybe that's what it's telling me I need, is to get a new gas cap.
Yeah, and that's a big thing, actually. There is an evaporator, EVAP, sensor on top of the gas tank. That's that's measuring vacuum pressure, venting pressure, gasoline pressure. And so that can that's back there, called the gas tank, it's a box. It's a sealed box. And it's got fuel going to the engine and fuel returning back to the gas tank, causing a gurgling sound that you won't be able to hear because we're not down in there. But it's got a vent. And so that venting, it has to vent out of the port that you put, you know, gas in, where the gas cap is. It has to vent out of that gas cap, and it has to vent at a certain percentage. And at the other top of the gas, on top of the gas tank, there's a line, and it's hooked, goes all the way up to the engine. It's hooked to, basically, it's 1 pound. It's hooked to a vacuum port on the intake. And so it's actually designed to suck that venting, make it suck those fumes out of that tank. But we don't want to suck too much because of what happens to the gas tank. It, you know, basically sucks down to nothing. It turns the gas tank down into a flat can. So you got to have a gas cap on there to let it vent correctly. Now, if we don't do that, the problem, let's say we don't, who cares? It says gas cap on the dash. Just let it go. What ends up happening is it's fuel injected. And so the fuel injection system is spraying fuel into those cylinders. That pressure that's in the fuel rail, fuel line going from the gas tank all the way into the injection system, that's going to mess with your fuel pressure. And so the gas tank doesn't vent. Yes, if it doesn't get the fuel pressure that it needs, then have you noticed your gas mileage kind of dropping? You're not getting the mileage you used to get.
Yeah, I have noticed that, Mark. You're absolutely right. So I need to get myself a new gas cap. Maybe Santa will put one in my stocking. We'll see.
That and a roll of duct tape.
That's right. When we come back on the other side, more with Mark Evans. This is Auto World. Don't go away.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasiewicz.
And Cindy Lukasiewicz.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now, 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Swami, that's right. It's our great friend and contributor here on the show, and it's great to have Mark Evans on board. And Mark, speaking of the Swami name, that came from a gentleman in New Mexico who happens to be on the line as well. So let's go to Frank in New Mexico, and he can say hello to the Swami.
Hello?
Frank? Hey
Hello.
There, Frank. How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Bob and Swami. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Same to you.
Hey, Swami, I had a kind of a silly question. I've got this old school dwell meter, RPM meter, you know, bought from Sears back in the 60s or 70s, you know, switch back and forth between RPM and dwell. You just used to hook it up one thing to ground and one thing to one of the posts on the distributor.
Right.
Where could I hook it up on, like, an 86 Olds? You know, it's got electronic ignition. There's no exposed coil things to hook it up to. Would it damage the electronic ignition? I guess I want to know.
Sure. Well, Merry Christmas, Frank. Good to hear from you. I sorry, good to have our old friends on the air all the time. And now the 86 has got the HEI ignition, I believe, meaning
yes,
that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, the coil's on top of this distributor cap.
Yeah, and there's no apparent posts. The same thing for the 87 right. Buick. You know,
right.
I just didn't want to damage anything. Do I need to get
right.
a new meter to measure RPM?
Yeah, and that's the only thing you can do, because there's dwell is all about
points.
Yeah, and dwell actually means for you and our listeners that have the older cars, when you have an old car that has a set of points on it, the dwell means the time that the points are closed is what that means. So now back to the, take a, on that distributor cap, you got the plastic and it's got HEI. That means that the coil is screwed in with four little screws into the plastic cap. But on the side of that cap, Frank, you'll find a up on the top of that cap, you just kind of climb up in there to look on the top of it. It'll say TACH for tack, and then BAT for battery. So you have a red battery wire, and what it does, it comes in from the bottom and goes from south to north and plugs that red wire into that BAT terminal. And all that is a male-female spade is all that is. The male is on the cap. the female, of course, on the wire. And then the TACH is tack, and same thing there. So you can, even if you don't have a tack in the car, it still has, in that distributor cap, a male prong for us, you and me, to plug our tack tool in to get the RPMs.
That's on the outside of the cap?
On the outside, yes, sir.
Oh, okay.
Yep. Yep. And it will be on, as I open the hood, looking straight at the engine, it'll be on your right side of the cap, in the back. In the distributor, if the distributor's in the back on the engine, it'll be on the right side. If the distributor is pointing at, it would be pointing at 11 o'clock, mounting in the engine will be pointing at 11 o'clock position, and the tack and the battery will be pretty much hugging closer to the engine than it does closer to the engine, not the radiator.
Will that be a little input that requires some kind of little plug on a... my old meter has this alligator clips, you know?
Yeah. You can, as long as, and you can get in there with an alligator clip. It's all plastic. That male spade is sticking there, and it's just plastic all around it. It is separate, from the battery, prong. So, right there. And that's a pretty good size wire for the battery. That's how that coil's getting powered, is from that battery wire off the ignition switch. But yeah, you can't, even if you have a wire plugged into the tack, and you might have a tack, okay. If there is a wire plugged into the tack, sometimes the General Motors Ford, they do that. They plug the wire in there in case a customer later says, well, let's go ahead and put a tack in it. Well, the wire's already in the wiring harness and it's already up at the dash. So all they got to do is slide a tack in the dash in the cluster there.
Okay. I never noticed those things on the side of the cap before, even when I replaced it, so thank you for that.
Yeah, it's basically a round cap, of course, with your spark plug wires on the top, but you'll see a square. It's got a square formed into the plastic on that cap. So
foil,
I usually... Yeah, and it is a good idea. That tack dual meter you have is worth some money, big time. I've got some old tools like that too, and got a lot of that stuff now just on display to show people.
Really?
Back in the day, yeah.
It works on the old Lincoln and everything, so, you know, it works.
Absolutely.
It's got points, you know.
Yeah, and that those points, I've dealt many, many years adjusting points, single points and also dual. Those 383, 440 Chrysler engines, you know, had dual points in them, and they were kind of tough to do it, but I learned a talent, and that's how I made some money in the earlier years. Once you learn something, you know, then you just know what you're doing is quick and fast and efficient. But today, like say, back we were talking earlier about that pedal positioning sensor, everything's all electronic in the new cars, everything. You right down to the gas pedal, you know, it wants to know how far you're pushing that thing, you know, that pedal down. So, everything, and now we're going into the electric cars, of course, more and more every day, like Bob was talking about, when they shut off, turn off, start up, all this, it's life's changing in everything.
One of those starters is about $1,500.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll let you guys go, and Merry Christmas, Happy New Year. I always appreciate the education, Swami, and thanks for the show, Bob.
Thank you so much, Frank. You're a scholar and a gentleman and a good friend. Thank you very much.
Merry Christmas, Frank. Thank you. Appreciate you being a part with us.
Okay, bye-bye.
So, let's see.
I forgot to ask how warm it was down in that area. Where is that, Bob?
Oh, yeah. New Mexico must be a little bit warmer than Idaho this time of the year.
You guys have been pretty cold there in Florida this year, though, haven't you? 10 degrees colder than normal?
Yeah. At least, yeah. I know, you know, most of my New England friends would really be making fun of me because, you know, when it gets into the 50s down here in Florida, it feels so much colder than... It does. When I lived back in Boston, it would be the winter and you'd have a 50-degree day and people would be wearing short-sleeve shirts, you know?
Yeah,
people would not be wearing jackets. But Down here, I think, I've been told by some old-timers that it's something to do with the dampness in the air, that there's just so much humidity in the air and dampness in the air, that that's the thing that gives it that extra cold push. But yeah, it's been cold down here.
You've been walking around in 50-degree weather with a winter coat and a stocking cap on, probably. That's something that I've been asked a lot about. Is warm weather easier on a car than cold weather? And my first comment to that would be, and that would be a good question for our listeners all over, you know, of course we're in all these different climates, is your car heating, like our body, all of us? Weather, it's harder for our body to go. We just burn the calories when we're standing out in the cold, you know. And when you're standing out in the 75 and 80 degrees, your body doesn't have to work as hard. Same thing with a car. But my first thing I gotta say to the customer, is my car better in the warm or in the cold? First thing I ask, wait a minute, barometer, humidity, just like you said, Mom. Is it down south where you're in the, where there's so much humidity, moisture in the air, that truthfully, your car, your PT Cruiser is working harder than mine here in this dry climate of maybe 10-13% humidity is all. You're sitting at what percentage of humidity right now, you think?
Oh, you know, probably 75% or 80%.
Yeah. And with that, think electrical outlets on your car, on every electronic sensor on your car, because it's all electronically controlled. They're living in moisture and having to operate in moisture. And that is worse than a 20 degrees below at 8% humidity.
Amazing. So,
parts wear out faster in humidity than they do in a dry climate.
Well, as usual, we thank you so much for all your great knowledge, for your friendship, and for your availability to be here on Auto World. Merry Christmas, Happy New Year, Mark.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops. With omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.